Diabetes rates in Minnesota have nearly doubled in the last 20 years, and the Minnesota Department of Health estimates that about 80,000 adults in the state may have the disease without knowing it. Joining us now by phone is Gretchen Taylor. She's with the Minnesota Department of Health's Diabetes Program. Good morning, Gretchen, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I'm happy to be with you. Thanks for inviting me.
So today is National Diabetes Alert Day. What does the Minnesota Department of Health, what are you asking folks to do today?
Well, Diabetes Alert Day is a day that's set aside each year by the American Diabetes Association, and it encourages Americans to think about their possible risk for developing type 2 diabetes, and if they are at risk, to get tested for a diabetes or prediabetes. And it's a simple blood test, that's all that's needed, so it's not a difficult thing to do to get tested. Nearly 300,000 people in Minnesota have diabetes, but a quarter of the people that we believe have diabetes don't even know that they have it. They're not aware of it. So it really is important to, if you have diabetes or if you're at risk for diabetes, to know about that so that you can best manage the disease and reduce the complications.
And when you say manage, this is something that is treatable.
Yes. Yeah. Type 2, both type 1 and type 2 diabetes are very manageable. You know, it's a matter of eating healthfully and being physically active and monitoring your blood glucose. And so those are things that a person can learn to do through education, and people with diabetes can live, you know, very healthfully if they know they have it. So that's really the first step.
Now, the other piece of that is if you are concerned that perhaps you're at risk or you've got some risk factors, family history, et cetera, what sorts of things could you do to lower your risk of developing type 2 diabetes?
Type 2 diabetes is the risk factors for the disease. Number one, overweight, and so really the rates of overweight and obesity in our country and in our state have been increasing over time, and that's part of the reason that our rates of diabetes type 2 have been increasing. So if you are overweight, it's and you have other risk factors, which are being over age 45, having prediabetes, or if you're a woman, having had gestational diabetes during pregnancy, or having given birth to a baby 9 pounds or more, it's important to be tested. But to reduce your risk of even getting to that place of potentially being at risk for diabetes, maintaining a healthy weight and being, you know, eating well and being physically active are two really important things you can do to reduce your risk for developing type 2 diabetes and for a lot of other health-related conditions. So that's an important thing to be aware of and try to do.
Hey, if you are just tuning in, we are talking with Gretchen Taylor of the Minnesota Department of Health. Today is Diabetes Alert Day. To assess your risk of developing type 2 diabetes, you can visit the MDH website and click on Diseases and Conditions. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Gretchen?
I just would really like to encourage people to get tested if you think you're at all at risk. In addition to the risk factors that I mentioned, being from a population of color or American Indian, or having people in your family, a parent or a sibling with diabetes, increases your risk as well. So if you think you may be at risk, or if you think that you may have some symptoms of diabetes like increased thirst, increased urination, fatigue, losing weight without really trying to lose weight, those are all signs that it's important to get in and get tested. And the earlier we catch the disease or even identify people as having prediabetes so that there are things they can do to reduce their risk of even developing type 2, the better. So that's the message for today. If you think you're at risk, determine that by going to the MDH website, take the risk test, and if you are at risk, just get tested.
It's not a painful process, the testing, painful or complicated?
No, it's just a blood test, and they can determine your blood glucose level, and that can tell if you either have prediabetes or if you have diabetes. And both those things, there are a lot of things you can do then to reduce the damage from diabetes or to reduce your risk of developing type 2 diabetes if you have prediabetes.
Thanks so much, Gretchen. Appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, and hope you'll take this to heart and get out there and see what your risk is.
Great. Thank you.